Whole Foods gets fresh leadership. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. The supermarket chain Whole Foods has a new chairperson and has announced something very rare in the corporate world. It's going to replace about half of its board of directors. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra reports.
If you wanted to buy organic quinoa or grass-fed beef, Whole Foods used to be the place to go. Now, other stores sell that stuff too. Your regular supermarket, even Walmart, Trader Joe's. Peter Cohen teaches strategy at Babson College in Massachusetts.
These new entrants are stealing the idea, and they're doing it at a lower price.
With sales falling, Whole Foods is facing pressure from a few key investors to turn itself around. So it's bringing on board members who have experience in retail and food. The new board will include former executives from Foot Locker, Best Buy, and the restaurant chain Panera.
And they're hoping perhaps that that will fend off more aggressive actions.
What can they do to change things? Well, Nicholas Pierce from Northwestern's Kellogg School of Management says board members generally do big picture strategic thinking.
So this could be repositioning the brand. It could be re-envisioning how Whole Foods thinks of itself.
Whether that'll satisfy investors is another story. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.
In early trading, Whole Foods stock was up more than 5%, although the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down about 0.6%, more than 100 points. Mexico's auto exports to the U.S. are up this year, this even with the Trump administration's tough talk on trade. Marketplace's Aaron Schrenk reports.
Mexico's car and truck exports to the U.S. are up 20% on the same period last year. But Luis Ribera, an economist at Texas A&M University, says Mexico's leaders aren't celebrating just yet.
I'm sure they're concerned, yes, because of the way that President Trump is approaching this new negotiation.
A new negotiation about NAFTA, which Trump says in its present form hurts America. Mexico will argue that strong exports make it richer and so more able to buy U.S. products. Gary Huffbauer at the Peterson Institute for International Economics says President Trump might not buy that.
His great goal would be to have as much auto production in the United States as sales in the United States.
Mexico also exports more sugar to the U.S. than any other country. Mexico's economy minister will discuss this in Washington next week during what could be tough talks. Scott Miller is with the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
Those kinds of trade frictions often spill over.
But if they spill over into a trade war, experts say both countries will lose out. I'm Aaron Schrenk for Marketplace.
While the courts have legalized same-sex marriage, many other protections for LGBT people are not settled in law, including whether an employer can fire someone for being gay or lesbian. But there's a movement on this after a federal court ruling that civil rights law also applies to sexual orientation. Now, in journalism, we call them beat calls when reporters check in from time to time with sources on their beat. Today, it's Jillian Thomas, a senior staff attorney at the Women's Rights Project at the American Civil Liberties Union. Thanks for coming in.
Hi, David.
So the Civil Rights Act, the legendary one from the Johnson era, protects against discrimination on the basis of race, sex, age, religion. National origin, of course. But it's new for the courts to include protections for sexual orientation?
That's right. It was the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals out of Chicago in April in the Hively case involving a teacher who was fired. And the court, the full Seventh Circuit, all of the judges, not just the usual three-judge panel, found that sex within the meaning of Title VII of the 64 Civil Rights Act does necessarily include sexual orientation.
And there's some other cases that are working their way through that also you think will inform this.
There's a great deal of momentum in favor of updating our understanding of what sex is under the 64 Act. And so there's a petition pending for the entire 11th Circuit, pending in the case of a lesbian security guard who says she was fired for her sexual orientation. And then I'm counsel, along with my colleagues and private attorney Janice Goodman here in New York. We have a petition also asking the full Second Circuit. And ours is actually one of four petitions. So we're very hopeful that they'll decide this is the time to update the law.
What do these cases mean for the rights of transgender people?
Discrimination on the basis of gender identity has actually had better success in the courts, somewhat surprisingly given all of the outrage around transgender folks in public accommodations, such as the whole bathroom controversy.
In other words, compared to people who are gay, transgender people, the courts have found, may be more protected.
At least four appeals courts have found that gender identity discrimination is a form of sex discrimination, and dozens of district courts at this point have as well. And I think what we have to thank for that is a decision that came out of the Supreme Court in 1989 under Title VII, in which a woman who was straight but failed to conform to traditional notions of what's feminine, she used foul language, she didn't wear makeup. And in that case, the Supreme Court said it's just as much sex discrimination to deny a woman an opportunity because she's the wrong kind of woman as it is to say we don't promote women at all. And so transgender individuals and employees have found solace within that specific directive from the Supreme Court.
Jillian Thomas of the ACLU's Women's Rights Project. She's also the author of Because of Sex, One Law, 10 Cases in 50 Years That Changed American Women's Lives at Work. Jillian, thank you.
Thank you.
We also talked to the editor-in-chief of The Economist magazine about her Oval Office interview with President Trump and his economic team. That conversation about Trumponomics is at marketplace.org. She asked if the president would release his tax returns if Democrats demanded that in return for supporting tax reform. The president said no. A swap like that would be, quote, disrespectful of the importance of a tax deal. Trump did say that maybe he'd release his tax returns after his presidency. He said he was, quote, very proud of them, actually. I did a good job. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.